This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And so they were still talking about it.
Hmm?
Something about, like, I guess the combination of how you were posing and your facial expression, I guess, is like, it's just really cut through in like red carpet circles. It has. It has just like left such an impression from people that like.
But what is the impression? This is what I can't.
It's really divisive.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't nail down, like, I know that there is a conversation happening and it can be good to be a part of the conversation.
It can be, for sure.
It can be. Mm-hmm. But it can be bad to be part
of
the conversation.
I don't think so. I think all press is good press.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What if you're like a referee or something?
Mm-hmm. What?
Just in general,
you
I don't
just
feel like
people are going like,
"Hey,
the referee."
Like, well, I don't think people most of the time are like, "Hey, this referee is like doing a really good job."
But that's
don't.
I don't know. I mean, it's just an example of like a profession
like in the
that
World
usually
Series.
People are talking about. Like, that's a great example. Like in the World Series,
that is a yeah. We should say more nice things about referees.
We should. Every time they do a good job, we should say something.
But I think initially when you said, what if you're a referee or something,
mm-hmm.
Mary Elizabeth, mm-hmm. hello, welcome to the show, Mary
Thank
Elizabeth
you.
Ellis, was saying, are you suggesting to me that I become a referee?
Like a red carpet referee.
Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't even take that away. I
that
thought,
would
like,
really
you
be something...
seemed open to like a so, whole new path.
I've been, well... Is that yours too? I think you could do it. I
it's
think
a lot of running.
I've been worried about. Is Melissa Rivers alive?
Well, this is something I wanted to touch on.
I've been worried about
because this. something that has been going on is Kevin has been talking incessantly since I arrived at the studio about how, and these are his words, the death of Joan Rivers has created a power vacuum, mm-hmm. and I am the man to fill it, is what Kevin said to us.
Heavy as the head.
Kevin, talk to us.
Oh,
like,
you know.
Big shoes.
Big shoes
heavy
to
as the
step
head
into.
That wears these cans.
Is Melissa Rivers alive? And what's Brett doing in the back? Brett's just taking care of like some other work.
Does Brett need to be visible? Brett's working on
Please don't disturb
his
him.
His resume?
Don't disturb him. He can't hear us, right?
Correct.
Don't look. Look,
yeah,
look away.
Don't give it away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like being on a three-way call at a sleepover. You're not... Say something bad about him. But don't let him know it's about him.
Or say you have a crush on him.
Do you have a crush on Brett?
Do you have a crush on Brett? You can tell us. There's no one else on the
you're
line.
You're engaged now. It's fine.
Big crush. Work crush.
He doesn't know you exist. Look at him over there.
Spreadsheets.
He couldn't be less interested. There's nothing in front of. There's nothing on the screen. It's blank.
There's no. There's no computer there.
It could be a picture of you. Maybe he's looking at a picture of you. You should figure out a way to walk by. But yeah, but don't let him know.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin,
mm-hmm.
How's what's like Melissa Rivers doing these days?
Melissa Rivers is doing fantastic. She is an American actress, and she's 55 years old.
You've been keeping track. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have been waiting for her to die so you can
You think as long as there's still a Rivers, they'll be in charge. But I think you may want to start establishing yourself in that world now.
Mm-hmm. I think you could take over the mommy role.
Right? Ooh. Does she not need a mommy? I mean,
we all
that's
need
how
a mommy.
That's how we know her, right? Is
yeah.
as the daughter right. of a mommy.
Mm-hmm. So
you could be Melissa Rivers' mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would that look like?
I think it might look a little something like this. Hi, sweetie. I'm your mommy now.
Yeah. You're going to need to have like a surgery. Because I feel like probably she was taking care of her mom post like all her surgeries, and that would be nice for the wedding.
And
like
you're gonna
surprise
have to be
surgery.
A little nasty, like I guess she was the queen of mean. I guess
she was high sweetie, but she was also the queen of mean.
I guess you can be the dean of mean.
Ooh.
Or the peen.
You could be the peen of mean as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're going to have to say something that, like, you know, say that her dress is, say something mean about her dress.
This but funny.
Yeah.
This is a burn I saw on TikTok I would use. I walk up, I see her dress, I go, this girl shops at Forever 42.
Wow. Well, she's older than that.
I'm taking your TikTok away.
I need it.
I'm taking
you already
your TikTok
put a time
away.
Limit
this is
on
the
it.
Kind of thing that I didn't want you looking at on TikTok.
That see, that's how you parent.
And that's
how you
being
mommy.
A mommy. And that's big mommy energy. Now, the reason we're talking about all this, obviously, is we do have a red carpet expert here.
Obviously.
And we do need help.
Okay.
Kevin needs help with his peen of mean game.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need a lot of help because I recently encountered a red carpet experience and I've become the center of some conversation and I can't tell if it's good or bad.
Oh, controversy.
Yeah.
It's from the people who, like, I did one earlier today.
A red carpet?
Yes.
Is that why you were 15 minutes late?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I came from one where they're doing a bunch of red carpets for movies that came out in like May, June, July 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Just random carpets. And then
just
they'll
not, they didn't get to do it
they
the
didn't
first
get the
time.
Carpet.
They deserve
it's
to
not
have
fair.
The experience.
I see.
And so they're like piling a bunch up at once. This was for a dual one for Mulan and Irresistible, the Steve Carell movie that Jon Stewart directed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And The Duel?
It's Duel, D-U-A-L. The Duel is for next week with a free guy.
Sure.
But this one...
These are big invites.
They're really like trying to get them all through because Fauci is going to... I mean, like, it's out there, this one. He's come up with a new COVID that he is going to be releasing.
Yeah,
really
he's got
soon.
A really
oh,
big...
He
exciting.
And the CDC are working together to do a really big COVID.
He said he learned a lot from the first one and that... He's kind of, I guess, knocked all the bugs out.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's a new release.
So he will be able to do a COVID that can eliminate red carpets forever. So maybe we shouldn't even do this.
I mean,
should we just pack up and go home?
If we trust Fauci, I mean.
The last one ended up being like sort of busted and fucked up. And so like maybe this one will also be like a huge fail.
Yeah.
You know?
It might be lame. The first one was pretty corny.
And so,
yeah.
All the ushers.
In retrospect,
looking back, shit was corny as hell.
Yeah.
So I do think it's like let's keep in mind, consider the source, sort of. So if it's coming from Fauci,
yeah.
One time I called him Fossey in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it was bad.
But did he do like some Fossey moves then?
That would have helped my case. Yeah. No, it was just a classic case of I had only ever read something. I had never talked to anyone.
Oh, yeah. And you saw
him. I just went ahead and said it out loud.
Yeah. I hear you.
My brother-in-law said Ronald Dahl this weekend. So, you know, they're talking about book censorship. I guess, you know, if you're a fan of Ronald Dahl,
yeah,
you wouldn't
who are
like
they
it.
Coming for now?
So, like, you know, it made me feel better about saying Dr. Fossey, but
you also said that his first name was Aunt Honey.
Yeah,
because you never.
No, never I just would it. Only read it, and I just like I knew those two sounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your defense, we weren't talking a lot; we were locked
well,
down.
That's the thing. We
were mostly
supposed to be around
reading.
People. I'm
and
suspicious
we're all on
of
our
everyone
phones.
Who knew
like,
it.
Like, let's actually talk to each other, so we can actually hear how you say that.
When everyone
and it totally makes sense
out,
that ants would produce honey, and it's actually weird that they don't.
No, you think about really the process of like. When you see ants doing their thing versus when you see bees, like, what's the fucking difference?
It's the same.
It looks like the same.
It's so
shit
weird
to me.
That honey's not coming out of this. And then
they
anyway.
Live, there's a queen.
Yes.
They're in these little holes.
And what do they do?
What are they doing?
What are they making?
What do ants do?
What's
there for me to
Nothing
eat?
Nothing for me.
They're not making anything.
What's something sweet that I can scoop up with my paw from this? Nothing.
Yeah, no. What can I, like, endure stings in order to obtain
yes
like
yeah
literally nothing So I don't know.
Just
more
stinks.
Ants. That's what they're making.
Yeah.
And we've got enough. Thanks. It's frustrating.
So the ushers at the thing were like, you know, it's like you're a professional usher. You're there to just like move people through the line.
I'm not a referee.
So when I sorry, I've done this a couple of times now. When I say this is like an affectation of mine, when I say like you're a this, you're a that, I'm talking about like
the royal you.
Everyone in the world, basically.
The universal.
But it is really confusing because sure. You're here, you're sitting here.
And I'm open to
well,
suggestions.
When you just said
it sounds
you're
like you're
here.
Actively really searching, in fact.
Yeah.
For like,
I purpose.
This is what I seized on. Is yeah. Like this yeah. Is someone who is at a crossroads of some kind
mm-hmm.
And is
always.
Perhaps looking for their next adventure.
Yeah.
But like Hayes, just now I want to say you said you're here.
I know.
So were you talking?
No, that time I was
to
also
her?
Talking totally generally.
Just
about,
like anyone listening, like you're here.
You're here.
You know, mm-hmm. You're listening to the episode. Yeah. And you're probably wondering what's going on.
So I did it again.
But also, we're all together ushering people down the red carpet.
So
and is this why it's called Hollywood Hand Back?
The hand on
just all the
on,
hand movements.
Just, that's what you're
just where
calling.
Just putting our
Hollywood
hand on someone's
hand
back to go right
just
this way.
Where the back becomes yeah. The butt.
Yeah,
that's where it goes.
The sacrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sacral crest.
There's
because
a moment
if it's higher,
where the back...
it's going to slip. That's weird. You're not trying to caress.
Yes.
And if it's lower, you're just grabbing ass.
It's unstable up too high. It's actually falling
it,
down.
It can't
and
be mistaken
really
for grabbing ass because it's in so firm. And it's really, it's sort of a chopping motion initially right mm-hmm. At the base of the back.
Yeah.
And then a flatness.
I like to give up.
And a push.
Yeah.
The middle
yeah,
finger
get,
is actually
yeah, to
poking
hook one
in there.
Finger
wow.
In there.
Just a little, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get it, yeah, right into the quadratus lumborum.
And so they're all...
I'm learning a lot.
They can, you can hear while they're doing this to you, you can of course hear what they're talking about because like their mouths are very close to your ear as they're asking you to move forward. But they're all saying like, did you hear about this guy at the premiere the other day? Like,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like that. A lot of people saying it was really disrespectful.
Sure. And I see that because like, it could be mistaken for that. Really, right. It was confusion on my
intention.
Part, but my confusion right. Can seem extremely aggressive.
Yes. Sure.
It could be very damaging. You've experienced this.
What?
Yeah.
I am very excited to see this photo.
Yeah.
Well, can we talk, before we get into this, can we establish some of your professional bona fides and some of the rouge rugs that you have
traipsed
over the years? Mm-hmm. Can we go down the list?
Piss all over this shit?
What are some of the red carpet memories?
Oh, red carpet memories.
Yes.
I... Where do I start?
No, it's hard when somebody's like, pick one.
Really,
you
just,
know,
like, just
like,
anywhere.
It's like, what's your favorite,
really,
top five favorite songs?
Yeah, just
I'm
anywhere.
Like,
just like anyone.
Best
ever.
Meals you've eaten. It's like, well, I ate three a day, so it's a little hard to narrow
I was
down.
Also at a red carpet earlier.
Earlier today?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
But I was doing future red carpets for Avatar release.
Mm-hmm. Next gen.
Really? Okay. The Way of Sand, I hear they're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm really
that's
into sand now.
And I'm just wearing sand.
You wore sand?
It's the future is coming. Do you know what I mean? It's an AI thing.
AI
designs.
Is making wearable
sand.
Wow.
Clothes.
3D printed sand wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it be known. Invest.
It was shaped
invest
like a vest.
In that. Invest. I'm telling people.
I thought
I'm telling
you. Invest
your...
form. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. So
it's
was
a
not
sand vest.
It was not shaped like a vest.
There were
was?
Also vests.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Some vests were just on their own.
I heard even
sand
your
vest.
Shoes were made of sand. A
sand?
Tasteful sand wedge.
Hmm.
So, that's interesting that you were at that premiere. I was a little upset that.
Okay.
James Cameron is out on water.
Yeah.
Like, I understand exploring a different environment, but that he's become anti-water and actually says that he can eliminate all water by the time the film is completed. Like, that's very scary to me.
And that sand is the enemy of water.
Mm-hmm. Like well, the, we'll all and that be he's drinking now part of the sand
army. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
we'll all be drinking sand.
Is this an AI thing as well? They're making drinkable sand. No.
This
sand.
Is a James Cameron thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
he's gonna eliminate all water. We've seen it. It's been done now.
Yeah.
So
we've seen water. Water had its chance, right?
Yeah, it had
as
its
like
moment.
The primary resource on the planet.
Yeah.
It's obviously not working.
Sand's turn.
Yeah. Let's it's give sand
out.
A shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like 75% of the entire Earth. It's like
what's
okay.
under the water at mm-hmm. like 100%
what
of the time.
What holds the water up?
Yes. Sand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, water completely reliant on sand. Sand is doing all the work
behind mm-hmm. every good ocean.
As a bunch of sand.
It would
yeah.
fall down.
Yeah. The ocean would straight up fall on its ass like a clown.
But there's sand with its holding. Hand on its
yeah.
sacrum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a chop to the back, yes. a folding, and then hook.
And that's how
the
waves
QL.
Are made.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a very important point. And so I have changed my position. I now am on James Cameron's side. So you were at the way of water.
Mm-hmm.
Sand.
And you also have spoken, you've been an advocate a little bit for how confusing red carpets can be.
I have recently posted
the Yellow Jackets
on my Instagram.
Premiere.
I was at the Yellow Jackets season 2 premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And
that they're yelling your name.
People scream your name.
They may not get it
they
right.
They tell you
all
where
the
to
time.
Look. They tell you to make a funny face.
Do they say that?
Yeah, do something
they say,
funny.
Do they say one funny one?
They say
one silly one, one serious
do
one.
Do something funny. They wow. say, "Hey Mary," which isn't my name, but yeah. I also don't want to say that's not my name.
Your
because
name is Mary Elizabeth.
You'd be
Ellis.
Doing it so much.
I don't want a picture of me yeah. like chastising someone.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not trying to be mm-hmm. Joan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Collins.
Joan Collins. Yes, that's right.
None of us are trying to be Joan Collins over here.
With my
Mo
chastising. No.
No.
That's you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Momo Collins.
Okay.
So.
This is going great.
I'm happy.
Me too.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to say it. Like, we absolutely know that.
Yeah, we can feel it. We've done a lot of episodes yes. and we know when they're going yes. well. So, like, I appreciate it, the support, but, like, yeah, I know. It's going
you got
great.
It.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys help engineer Rochelle write an email to Jake and Amir, and the Flagrant Ones talk to Blank Checks Griffin and David about the movie Air. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles May 30th at the Dynasty Typewriter. If you can't make it to the show, you can watch the live stream for a week. Tickets for that are in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Mary Elizabeth at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, on a red carpet, just smile.
Yeah. Smile, and yeah. That's the main one.
Stand the way you practiced in the mirror.
I think I smiled too big.
Yeah, you don't want to smile too big.
Well, that's what I found out.
Kevin texted me the link to your Instagram post, and this is just like, this is a great social media lesson. When you're posting about Yellow Jackets, you have to keep track of the number of characters you put in front of it, because
what have I done?
What the link looks like to when Kevin sends it, just when it's cut off, it says, Mary Elizabeth Ellis on Instagram, thanks for the fun premiere at Yay. Just Y-E.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, sorry, I'm out.
Excuse me.
I'm done.
We're not doing that right now.
You didn't want me to be with Yeezy?
I didn't necessarily want you to be having a fun premiere that Ye is throwing for you in this
Why
moment.
Don't you want that
and,
for me?
And I don't... And
what does that say about you?
And and just know that if you're posting something, Kevin is going to be sending it out.
Okay.
All over town.
I should be sending my post to you first to approve letter numbers.
Should we watch the video of my red carpet appearance and then the resultant photo?
I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Let's pull it up.
Let's see it.
So far, so good.
Well, something happens at a certain point. So she's walking by with an envelope with my name so they'll know my name.
Okay. Yeah. First
and
of
you
all,
got very, very distracted by her.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
You gotta ignore the help.
What was happening? Like, so I walked in and they gave me an envelope with my name on it and had my tickets inside. And I said, oh, I'll need these tickets. And then I walked up and she immediately took the envelope away from me. And I was like, that's actually mine.
Yeah.
It says my name. And she was like, yeah, we hold this. And I was like, is she taking my tickets? And so then like a little while went by and she's like, we just need to have this on hand. And I was like, okay, thanks. And then I like took it away from her again and put it in my jacket pocket. And she was like, I actually want to hold on to it. So I was like, okay, what is the game?
Do you think she's going to try and get in and watch the premiere with
tickets?
Yes, this is the only thing I can figure out.
It must be her dream. And this is, I mean, why would she be doing this job so close to premieres in this way if it weren't her dream.
She doesn't want to finally get tickets and see a premiere. And she sees this rube just fell off the turnip truck. And she's like, finally a sucker that is going to let me take his envelope.
Trade his tickets for some magic beans.
You're operating from an emotional deficiency before you even step on the carpet.
All right, Elizabeth, this isn't even the half of it, because then they're like, okay, you're going to be next as this like gentleman's out there taking like, I don't know, a million photos.
Names.
Was it?
I believe it's
Sir Robert Lowe.
Oh, no. He was nowhere near me. They waited for him. They got to do a whole thing.
That's the way to do it.
It was a gentleman who I don't know his last name.
Sometimes they do stagger him that way, though, I just want to say. So the cameras get very hot. Sometimes they need to kind of like cool down.
Yeah.
You know?
The man's name was Ronan, and I believe he is one of the stars of Lone Star 911. Or 911 Lone Star.
Yeah, 911 Lone Star.
Which Rob Lowe is also on.
Lowenstar, is that what it's called?
Yes.
When you first mentioned him to me, you also, you pronounced it Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe from Lowenstar. So Ronan, I don't know, but he
only ever read it.
He was out there forever. Then he's like talking to all the people. He's like, dude, he's talking to the people with the mics. And I'm like,
you didn't talk to them? Charge?
Well, no. And then they go, you'll be next. And then I see Julia Garner walk up and I go, I'm not next. And sure enough, she goes through. So then that all happens. Then they're like,
is she in the show?
No, but she's a friend of the show.
She's doing a Delvey-esque invasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's inhabited this role too much, and now she's sneaking into...
She conned her way into another premiere. So that happens.
And are you just waiting like an asshole? Oh my God, I look like a fool,
you know, and I've got, you know, my wife is waiting off to the side looking like, is this
just
fucking clown ever gonna get
children?
Yeah, is he ever gonna get out there? Like, is he even supposed to be here? And then they do send me out, and I'm standing there, and I'm kind of like, okay, this will be quick, like they don't really want my picture, and I get a couple pictures, and then she walks in front of me with the envelope, and only then do I understand that's why she needed the envelope, so
that
my
name
was written down.
Yeah.
So that everyone could shout my name, because they're shouting everyone else's name, but I'm like, well, when I get out there, they're not going
to
do that.
I think it could be to shout your name so they have something to shout.
Yeah.
But it could also be so that when they're saying who the photo is of, they have a visual, they can take a picture of the name and they can say, oh, this is who my photos are about.
Maybe.
Because I think in the absence of having a name to shout, they would just say, look over here.
Guy.
Hey, it's me.
Maybe, but I don't think they took a lot of pictures of the name going by. It sort of felt like things shut down as she went across. I mean, we have
the
video.
I think they memorize it.
You think they memorize every single one?
I think the photographers memorize
each that's professionalism.
Event. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's behind them maybe to write down. But then they started yelling my name, which I thought, wow, even a nobody like me gets their name
How'd that
yelled.
Feel?
Wow.
It was interesting.
Emotional low, emotional high.
It was straight back to an emotional low as I became very panicked.
That's what the show is about, an emotional low.
Yeah, that's right.
Two emotional
lows, yeah. We got them both. But then they're shouting your name, but I was like, to do what? Like, Sean, over here. And it's like, yes, you are over there. But I don't know what you want me to do. And Kevin, play the rest of the video, because you'll see what happens.
There she goes. Wow, I've never really seen a person be tracked so closely.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I go the wrong way. Okay, now show the photo that they got, Kevin.
So
you see how that happened. Well, I was like, hey, sorry. I don't know what.
And just to explain to people, it is kind of an expression.
I'm just a guy here on the black carpet.
So first,
I don't think it's so bad.
To me,
first they said, turn this way, and I turned the opposite way and sort of showed them my ass.
Yes.
Which they went like, we don't want that. No, like, please don't do that.
Yeah.
And then I turned around with my arms out like, what do you want from me? I've never done this.
To me, it looks like, but you love it, right?
Yeah. But you, come on.
But come on.
I know, like, you know, I could be a little bit of a hassle.
I could be a lot to deal with, but the results are worth it, aren't they?
Here's two hands just out in the void waiting for sacrums.
Need me to carry anything? Or, yeah, do you want to be guided after this?
Yeah.
Goad?
Look at this guy wearing very casual.
He could play a basketball game.
Footwear.
Yeah, just in case I have to run away.
I mean, look, way worse pictures have been taken.
No. I'm not complaining. I'm saying I need some help. I need some guidance. Part of this show is educational.
Mm.
And if I get a photo snapped in this pose, I want it to be because I chose it.
Sure.
Not because I was going like, I don't know what to do.
What would your ideal pose have been?
Probably sitting crisscross applesauce on the ground.
Oh.
Just sitting crisscross applesauce and
being a good boy.
Yeah. Just being a good boy waiting my turn.
That's nice.
Sitting on the story rug.
Maybe I get to pick out, they have a whole stack of like rubber dots and I get to pick out my favorite color and that's where I sit. And then if anyone else wants to sit down, they have to pick out their own color.
I think that's nice. Then everyone knows what their place is.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to follow your name.
Just organize the chaos. Yeah. And just go like, okay, I was on green.
Red dot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each person gets their name. Red dot Mary Elizabeth. Yeah.
So you would do red.
I would do green.
Okay. So I had said I was green. So. It'll be my second choice. Yeah.
Well, no, you already took it.
Okay.
Do you want green? What color do you want?
What color dot are you going to sit on?
Hasn't green been taken twice now?
Yep.
Okay.
So I guess we could all be green and then.
Yeah, it's going to become confusing again because people won't know where their spot is.
What are the other colors?
There's orange. There's two more greens.
There's that many greens. There's four greens and one orange.
Uh-huh.
Can I be glitter?
So did you bring glitter?
Always.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did you bring glue?
Never.
Okay, so we need something to make the glitter
stick.
Just going to
be sitting loosely on.
Well, they're all going to have glitter if we do this.
That's right.
You're welcome.
And then we'll also all have glitter.
Thank you.
And did you rent this suit or did you own this suit now?
I did not rent the runway this time.
Do they do rent the runway for dudes?
They'd better.
Mm-hmm.
They'd better. If they don't right now, then they're on notice.
Yeah.
It's time to start.
It's called Rent the Ron Way.
Guys wear
like,
clothes too.
I guess Ron
too.
Is like a guy's
He's
name.
The guy.
And so
yeah.
They're like, that's the masculine version, I guess.
Because Ron is the woman's name.
I don't know what they had in mind. I think they're just like, we have to masculinize this somehow. Mm-hmm. And like Ron is like a pretty.
Guys didn't want to use Rent the Ron Way. They thought it was too feminine. And so Ron,
or
like Kevin, saw a power vacuum and stepped into it.
Mm. Own the runway, as I feel like what men would want to do.
Yeah, we don't
own it.
We
all.
Don't rent, sweetie.
No, we don't rent. We own it.
We own shit.
Yeah, in which case, doesn't even need to be its own store. You know, like you could just
shopping.
Buy clothes. Yeah, because at that point, it just if they have the suit you want, sure.
Those shoes are very clean. Which is a real evolution for people. There was an article written about Sean and I once about how your shoes are dirty and my shoes are clean.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Because he's like poor and I'm rich. Was like the idea.
I'm like the scummy guy from the wrong side of the tracks. Yes. And then Hayes is like this fancy.
But his shoes are very clean now. And look, I'll put my shoes on cam. My shoes are actually very, very dirty.
Mm.
And those are much cleaner, wouldn't you say, Mary Elizabeth?
I would.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
Yeah. So we should call Ben Westhoff at LA Weekly.
Talk about this.
I paid a lot of money for dirty shoes.
Those are dirty, too.
Wow.
On purpose.
Have you been doing this thing?
The bottoms are pristine.
I've been doing this chimney sweep, like not like gig work. Well, it's an app, I guess, where like.
Chimney sweep app?
It's an app where you can sign up to. It's SWIIP, and like if you can become like a sweepster and
is it
like
a dating
you drive
app?
Around. There are sometimes like women in the house that are like having you do chimney sweep stuff, okay. but it's like there's not like a romantic element involved in it.
But there's a lot of double entendres about like once you're done with that chimney, I've got another one that you could take a look at or stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. And but then it is just like another some people have two chimneys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah.
I know at one point you called me freaking out, like what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Like I think she's talking about like
do I have to do this? Because is it going to affect my rating?
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, you don't want to get. You don't want your SWIP. Is it SWIP?
It's sweep. It is pronounced
it sweep.
Is sweep.
With
the
okay.
two eyes. The double eyes. Sweep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's like, am I going to get dinged on my sweep score if I don't like.
Check out her second chimney?
Like, I think he thought he was going to have sex.
And have you?
No.
Not no. in one chimney.
Thank I was God. Also worried about how to do it because like going up a chimney is like just not like how I thought it. I don't know.
No, I mean, we don't have to get into all that. But like, yeah, that's not what he thought it was like.
Yeah, that's not what I was imagining it. I don't know.
When he does it, he doesn't think it's going to be like going up a chimney, which like is totally, you know.
And that's how your
or
shoes
like
got
sweeping.
Dirty?
Yeah, that's how my shoes got dirty. I got stuck.
The first chimney or second?
In the first chimney I ever did.
But your sweep score is still high? Or did you bail?
My sweep score is so high because I was able to spend so much time in the chimney that even though like I had to be extracted, it was like it's one of the cleanest chimneys.
The part
ever.
Just oh, above nice. Where he got stuck got so clean because he had nothing else to do in there. He had all the sweeping
just wiping
tools.
And
shoes.
I was pretending that it was like that I was like just really focused on my job.
Yeah.
You were pretending to be focused on your job?
Well, when actually I was like, I was stuck.
Freaking
before
out.
He finally did his call for help. Yeah, he was going like, boy, this is a nasty one. I've really got to sweep in here. And sort of just like a lot of like vamping kind of.
And there were like different animals in there that I had to like conquer. Like
different levels.
Different
of the
levels.
Chimney,
exactly.
And were you like, like they smelled really bad?
Yeah, they stink.
Another stinky animal.
And then do you have to do it in a British accent? Because I would
no,
feel like
that
would,
actually is
that's
like
a damaging
really,
stereotype.
Really frowned upon.
That's
yes,
like a
that's the one thing they
really
tell you.
Problematic
and if you
question.
Are British, you yeah, if you are British, you have to do
to
anything
not,
else.
Yeah, you can
anything else.
Or just
doing
don't
it,
speak.
Being a chimney yes. sweep now is like perpetuating just like a stereotype. And
hurtful.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And that they can fly as well. You are not allowed to do that at all.
If you can fly?
The stereotype is that, like, if you are a chimney sweep,
thinking
that,
they'd
like,
be able to.
People
like,
don't, like, really remember the details, but they know that there's something about chimney sweeps and, like, flying
and
abilities.
Flying is happening around them or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They sort of think that, like, the chimney sweeps carry an umbrella also, which is, like.
But that's the nanny.
That's the yeah. That's nannies do that.
Nannies
that's
fly.
The stereotype that is actually real. Nannies carry an umbrella, and some nannies can fly.
Yeah,
and some nannies are friends with chimney sweeps, but not all of them.
That's right, but not all of them.
Yeah, it's just allowing people like a freedom of choice that can get removed when you make these assumptions of like, oh, okay, it's a chimney sweep, so they're British and all their friends are nannies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they like know like a. Cartoon penguin or whatever, you know. And people don't remember all the stuff.
Yeah,
but,
people don't remember most of it.
But they have like a vague sense of.
And that's how your score gets docked.
Yeah, that's one way.
Really
that's
any
one
kind
way.
Of racism, but that is one that is. In,
that's
is
the most common one that comes up, probably. Mm-hmm. Top two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Penguins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Penguins and yeah. But that's how your shoes got dirty.
Yeah.
So
if we search Mary Elizabeth Ellis red carpet, will we like is that a fun thing to do or not really?
I mean, I think some of them are fun. There's,
would it be a teaching tool?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Where you could say like this one is like when before I actually had my game locked down, and this is like what it looks like when you.
I don't know if there's a locking game down game to lock
really?
Down. I mean, I feel like you've done pretty well. I think it's all downhill from here.
Yeah,
honestly.
Let's take this photo down. I don't need to see it for the whole episode.
All right.
There's one. I was like, do I want to bring this up? There's one where we had a newborn and we went to Shirley MacLaine's Lifetime Achievement Award.
Sure.
At the AFI Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was busy.
You were busy. They asked you to speak.
Yeah, they wanted me to just do like a little thing. Like,
yeah.
6-7 minutes just talking about Cheryl, you know, mm-hmm. and kind of what she meant to all of us and like sort of like what I did to kind of help her resonate with the public.
We really could have used you.
You know,
it went really bad.
It didn't go well.
The event was a total bust.
What's she really achieved? You know what I mean?
Wow. So that's what you came at. You were going in feeling better.
I bet she's achieved
about her
a bunch.
Accomplishments.
And then when I left, yeah.
Or
I was
at least
like,
with an open mind.
I didn't
mind.
Hear a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Prove it.
Prove it.
You know? Yeah. Get prove me wrong.
Time to get
the
started.
Audience, arms folded.
Front row.
I'm ready. Tell
front
me.
Front row. All right.
Okay.
Ha! A lot of that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that could be kind of nice.
Just one?
No, I mean, it was...
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You call that an achievement?
Yeah, right. So you think they're lying as well?
Yeah.
Wow, they lied a lot.
I've never seen this movie. Yeah.
Okay.
I said
you're acting like the movies weren't real?
Yeah.
Oh, please. That's a movie? I don't think so.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you... Hey, here's something you could achieve. How about... eating a mint, your breath stinks, you
so
know,
instead
sticky
of the
breath
apartment?
Shirley, stuff like that,
instead
huh?
of the apartment.
Yeah,
yeah.
How about eating a mint instead of the apartment?
Well, I was thinking instead of lifetime achievement.
Oh, okay.
Like achieve,
got it. Yeah,
like yeah,
instead
like
of being apart from a mint, you should be a close
you should be
to
together
it.
With a yeah a close to a mint.
Okay, so what happened?
So we were on the red carpet, and when a lady has a baby and then feeds it out of her body, mm-hmm. her breasts get very full of milk. So there was a lot of milk inside that dress
mm-hmm.
by the end of it. But on
it
the red
filled
carpet,
up with milk.
Oh, so much milk.
Was it designed to like retain?
No, it wasn't one of those milk bag dresses.
Glass dress.
That you're thinking of.
Okay. Well, yeah. Would have been something to...
Heard of a glass slipper. How about a glass dress? Then you go home, you just are a bottle of milk.
Toss
like,
the
that's
baby.
Interesting.
Toss
you know?
The baby in there like a swimming pool.
Sure, yeah. Oh, God. Kid would be in hog heaven. Swimming around a milk bottle dress? Damn.
$1 million idea.
Yeah. But anyway, you had a story.
So, I'm in this milky dress. I'm on the red carpet, and again, probably same guy, yelling at me this time, kiss your husband,
wow.
Yelling at Charlie, kiss her. We're like, this
they're
is
so
weird.
Horny.
Do you
these
kiss
people.
When you, people are yelling at you to kiss? Do you kiss?
They
we're like, we're not going to kiss.
Yeah.
He's like,
wow.
Kiss
they
her.
Must, they must hate each other. That's what you hear them say.
That's what you're
oh
afraid
God,
of.
Why won't they kiss?
What are we
why?
Showing
they're
the
in a
public?
Fight. He's allergic to milk.
He hates breast milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they just assume.
Wow.
When he loves it.
Loves. Talk about a baby swimming around in a bottle of breast milk.
Yeah,
that was
him.
Charlie.
Sure.
So we're like, we're not gonna. And I do the like. No.
Oh, you straight up put a hand up and they're like.
Or just like
no.
Pull my chin back,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just
like,
and
no
I've just
kiss,
had a baby,
you.
So.
You.
This also looks like a bag of milk.
You recoil.
And then he does kiss me. And so then there's a picture
oh,
of him
man.
Just kissing me. But
as you're like
I have
tucked
like
all the way away.
Chins. Yeah, like turtleneck in it. And it's an awful picture. And
red
everyone can look
fail.
It up. It's out there.
Well.
So you know what? Going like. Is this what you want? Not so bad.
No, looking back, actually, I'm proud of that picture. It wasn't a real, it wasn't a fail. It wasn't even really a red carpet, was it?
It was a
carpet's
black carpet.
Like black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tricked you.
But
well, it's not what I was told. I was told I would walk the carpet.
Oh.
I guess I just assumed that it would be, you know, red or it's a fun color.
But the Oscars were champagne colored carpet this year, right?
Yeah. I noticed that.
So I think trending away from red.
We're moving in that direction. Yeah.
Trending towards sand.
Sand.
Champagne colored sand. Black sand.
Black sand. It can be. Champagne it can sand. Be different colors.
Yes. Does James play with that at all in the way of sand?
Oh, yeah. So many different colors of sand. And the AI really gets in there with the clothing.
So expand on that a little bit. Just
Let's
the idea
about
of like how they really
more.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Into the sand?
I get well.
Just
whatever.
Do you want me to explain?
No, I guess
AI
what you meant.
You?
No, yeah. just
no. But you said
that the AI really gets in there
with the clothing.
With the clothing, like, what do you mean
gets
exactly?
In where? Like, yeah.
Oh, into different colors of sand.
Okay, so it's,
the AI
it's
sand
using
theory.
Different sand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sand theory.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I sand like, theory is, yeah. Of course, but Kevin is curious about what sand theory means.
Artificial intelligence. They know things that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
To all sand. Do you want me to explain sand theory to Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin, can you go on cam
Kevin,
again, please?
Kevin, can you get on cam?
There you are.
Did you find that picture in your little travels?
Did you find my squish face? Have you been here?
Kevin's
Where have you been?
Kevin's pretending that he doesn't.
He's been in the parking lot.
He lives on image search. So he feels like he has to pretend that he's not like looking up pictures all the time. But see, there you go. He was right.
It's
on
none
there.
Of those. So oh, there it is.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
There
yep,
it is.
You're getting that kiss, and it. Looks
wow,
like you're,
there it is.
Yeah,
it's real.
It does. I do see.
I kind of want to get it painted and hung in our house.
It's cool how
can't help but think if I had.
He has
been there to speak about Shirley. Just, you know, a butterfly flaps its wings.
My chin might have been out a little bit more.
He has kind of a thumb hooked in his pocket.
He might have been kissing me.
No.
You never know.
You might have.
Kiss him now.
Yeah.
Now both. Now
everyone's
everybody kisses. Now somebody kiss me and I'm kissing the photographer. You know,
I was surprised
like
that no one
going.
Was kissing you in your picture.
Yeah.
Is that what you were asking? How to get kissed on a red carpet?
Well, I wouldn't mind some tips just because like when I was out there, it was pretty lonesome.
Maybe that's why they were trying to rush you for it with like Ronan. Maybe they were trying to like pair you with Ronan.
Okay,
that
could have
been,
kiss.
Yeah, just
yeah,
something.
You
at least
Ronan.
At least there'd be like a heat, like a just the possibility of a kiss happening would just make the pictures kind of crackle.
Yeah.
Did you
Robert
have
De Niro
any?
Was in both of those movies.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I wasn't. It was just saying he was in both, but he was in Heat and Ronan.
Oh. Mm. I was going to ask if you had any milk on your person, because I always suggest that.
That would have helped me a lot. No, I had cream, but it was a medicated ointment.
Oh,
yeah. So it was not. So it wasn't. You know. It wasn't milk. It wasn't a dairy product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or breast milk specifically.
No, no, no.
Do you always have a little flask of breast milk? It really ups your confidence on that carpet.
Yeah.
That's
like
what I find.
Your actor's
just
secret.
Knowing it's there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like your constant, like an Inception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different one. And
mine's
yours is just
flask,
a little flask.
A tiny flask
of
just
breast
like
milk.
Breast milk.
And they're like, holy shit. Like, she's got a little flask that she's pulling from. She's, like, got some sort of issue with alcohol. But instead, it's something much, if they actually knew, it's much
Yeah, it's much
worse.
Stranger, yes. It's much
is
more
it
distressing.
Worse? It's beautiful. And no, I don't even drink it. I just smell
beautiful.
It.
Is
just
it yours it. Or it can be anyone's?
It's, I keep up the supply. I just keep it going.
Oh, okay.
I have my child's almost 12. It has nothing to do with my child anymore.
Yeah, they're
it's
completely.
Solely for red carpet.
This is just for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you were doing it before they even showed up.
Oh, sure,
it's just like they just happened to.
First time I stepped on a red carpet.
Red carpet can activate those instincts.
Yeah, it's like a baby crying to me.
That's nature.
You could also lift a car when you're on there.
Yeah.
It's that same kind of like something.
No, these things that are associated
primal.
With like maternal, like parental kind of superpowers, right? Mm-hmm. Shooting milk out, lifting a car, stuff that, you know, you think only belongs to people who are raising children. It's like, no, red carpet gets all that stuff going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can hear people's thoughts.
I have eyes in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like how your mom always said that to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little mouth.
That's what
Shai
was. That's
too.
What Shai was trying to show them.
Yeah.
The eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah. They said, "Hey, face the camera," and I said, "Sure."
His whole ass.
I am.
Yeah.
Check out my whole entire ass. I'm facing you right now. Whatever, man. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Red carpets are fucking stupid.
All right. Bye.
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 Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.